Blog Talk Radio.
Somewhere in the house, she's in trouble for kicking the kitten, which she's not allowed to do. So I don't know if anyone's going to show up, but if anyone does, awesome. If not, then I will do a different show. But, holy crap, never mind. People are here. It just popped up. So fantastic. Let's see what's going on. Yeah, and that's the D.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, tea lady. Hi.
How are you?
Oh, great. Thank you for taking my call. I left in the boundaries of talking. Could you, before I proceed, could you see where was, like, the future of this gentleman, please?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm some cards right now.
I know that.
What's going on?
No. Everything's great. I'm gonna let it manifest. But like his future, does he have a prosperity future and career?
Yes. I do remember saying that I didn't want to say like. He has money, per se, but he definitely has things going for him. So let's delve into that. That sounds like a great idea. Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, you did say that. You looked at exactly wording you said. I remember.
Yeah, he does seem very prosperous, or like he has a lot of goals and things that he's been working on, and it seems like things are working out pretty well for him as of right now. But, yeah, let's check it out. A lot of my cards are reversed, so let me get these babies shuffled correctly. Oh, great, she stopped screaming. Thank God. I don't know if everyone can hear her screaming in the other room over there. She's in trouble for kicking the kitten this evening. So no video games for her today. No, she just does it for fun. She thinks it's funny, hurting animals. So I'm not about that life, and I'm trying to teach her to not do that. So, excuse me, guys, if you hear my daughter come in and out angry, I'm trying to get her to calm down, but she's pretty mad right now. So we'll just try and get through. All right, looks like almost everybody is right. Side up. Wow, we have quite a few cards upside down. All right. Right side up. Oh, there she is. Nope. Naughty girl. She's going to try and come in here and be... Okay. That's okay. All right. Let's see. All right, our gentleman that we've been waiting for, our Opa. Let's see what his future is all about. All right.
All righty.
So, this is a card. And then,
That's great you're doing this. Thank you.
Absolutely. Ah, so he is the giving. So far, his first card is a Six of Pentacles. So he's definitely a man who gives a lot, and he's been burned quite a few times. See what? Ah, yes. Pentacles is his foundation. Three of Cups. He's really enjoying life right now. He has a Three of Cups right now as his, I would call it his, I've lost the words. Hold on one second. Crown, throat, not the throat chakra. I would say in his heart right now, his heart chakra is where I'm sitting this card. He's got the Three of Cups, so this is someone who's ready to kind of just have fun, and he looks like he's having a great time, actually. So let's see what is beside him. Ah, yes. Ten of Swords. So he's reached the number 10 in the Swords department, so that means he has really cut some things out of his life. And like maybe a relationship? There's still these cards here. Let's see what's on his other side of him. Knight of Cups. Okay. So, that. King of Swords. That makes sense. Okay, this is a reverse card. So we have the Ace of Pentacles in reverse as foundation. Heart. Two of Pentacles on top of the Three of Cups. Oh, wow. Five of Pentacles, it's a window, not a door. Oh, wow. I rarely see reverse chariots. So when they come out, that's significant. Okay, so let's see what the future holds. Oh, first double card. Queen of Wands. Everybody interested? All right, so what we've done is we've done a cross, basically, and then it goes to the right of him. So where he has his spirit, his mind, his physical, his embodiment, his soul. And then he has very interesting. Okay, so let's try and make this one clear. So in his, where his head is at, his crown, he has the King of Swords and also the Six of Pentacles. So he's definitely somebody who knows what he wants, when he wants it, how he wants it, and he'll cut people off whatever it doesn't suit him. And with his keen imagination, it helps him achieve the independence that he needs to cultivate his talent. Right now, he needs to seek the company of those who truly care about him. So definitely has come out from something, a bondage with someone who is not good, because he does have a reverse devil there. And he does have, I could see in his past, he had an issue where he had to cut people out of his life, probably the person that he was last with, it seems to me. He had to cut that bondage from whatever this was. So it looks like he's done a lot of changing, moving around his life, maybe making things a little bit less drama. Definitely cultivating his talents for sure. So he has a reverse eight here, and it is on top of a queen. So I really feel like whoever he was with or consorting with was only bringing him bad luck, maybe, drama. But he's going to soon gain recognition for his accomplishments. But not, it says not to forget those who made the success possible. He wants to help people, so he must be a willing listener. Now, this person doesn't ignore people, no. He just gives with his heart a lot. He does not think first. He just, here, basically, he lends a hand as needed. This Queen of Pentacles, though, she definitely stands out to me. Now, she's about telling you you're doubting your ability to live up to your responsibilities, but believe in yourself. And don't look for too much approval at this time, because others will only get in the way and give you bad advice. So he's definitely doing a lot of things for himself right now, and he's definitely made a change here. Now, in his heart, the Three of Cups and the Two of Pentacles. So while he's having a ball right now, he needed to let go of something old in preparation for new opportunities. So he has to keep his ears tuned to alternative business proposals. Brainstorming with peers, exploring teamwork. So he's definitely got something going on for his future. Now, to the right of him, the Knight of Cups. Now, the Knight of Cups is sitting next to a reverse chariot. I don't see very many of these often, but that's significant. Now, for him, when it is reversed, it's about others being more defensive and not to give in to intimidation or power. And no one wants to waste time. Now, there's going to be some last-minute cancellations of plans for him. Could be involving some of the... Like, remember when I said this week is not a good week to start anything new, and then the things that you started last week or the weeks following before? This week,
yes,
will start falling apart. This is where he's going to start seeing some issues from his or in his projects, in the things that he's trying to do. So this is very accurate. That's crazy. So, especially because he's not here.
I agree. Oh, my God. I believe you.
No, this is supposed to be an hour show. Hold on 1 second. I need to change this. That's supposed to be an hour show, not 15 minutes. I don't know why this keeps doing it. 60 minutes, thank you, save. My goodness. Okay, I'm so sorry, guys. But I don't know what... The radio station has been weird lately. All right, so anyhow, we are on to our devil here. Now, the devil is reversed, and there's only been a few times where I have seen that one as well. Now, on this one, next to the... What is this one? It's the Queen of Wands. So she's very specific and she's right side up. So I have a very good feeling about it. But I will say that I do feel that in the middle of him taking care of business and getting things done, he has definitely changed a lot in his world. So that's showing up significantly. It's also the Five of Pentacles back here. it's a window, not a door. So this must be before when he had decided he was going to make some changes, take some chances, let go of some people, let go of some things, maybe some old habits as well. But this queen is about believing in yourself and taking the lead. Dealings with authority will go well. Answers will arrive when you talk things out with friends and lovers. Write letters, make calls, and send faxes. Punctuality really counts in this matter. So he's going to have quite the future. But right now he's probably seeing the trials and tribulations of his projects and what he's trying to do. But if he just holds on, he's going to make it. So he would be a really good suitor for you, for sure. I approve of this message.
Oh, wow.
Yep, let it manifest. Don't do anything. Just let it happen. He's got a lot of work ahead of himself as well. So do be patient. Don't rush anything. You're not missing out on much. If you want a successful man, then you got to be prepared for a busy man.
Wow. That's what you saw.
That's what I saw months ago when we first talked about him, yeah.
So he is going to be very successful.
Yes, very successful man, a man of stature, a man of honor. Definitely a man of good tidings and someone who is very kind. Oh, shit. We got 43 minutes left. I'm going to time you on this one and hit me back. You're on SAT.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going. Where are you calling from?
Calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, wow. All right. What can I do for you?
Yes, I wanted a reading on my friend Robin.
All right. I think this deck will be appropriate. Yes, this feels like an appropriate deck. No, Kitty, you cannot sit in the tarot circle, ma'am. You have to sit over here. Thank you. Sit down. All right, bad girl. Okay, so Robin. You shall put the card above for Robin. Ah, Robin got the Fool. So right now where Robin is sitting, she is starting over in the Major Arcana, jumping into something new, maybe taking a risk right now, maybe wiping the slate clean to build a new house, if you will. So let's see what's in the foundation of Robin. Queen of Pentacles. What's in her heart? Eight of Pentacles. All right, we've got some pentacles here. We've got things going on, lots of ideas of what we want to do and where we want to be. Okay. Ace of Wands. Okay. Someone's trying to do things traditionally and correct. The Death card, Foundation. Six of Pentacles. Someone has a very good heart. Gives way too much, does not receive as much as they give, gets hurt. Still able to love, though. On the left of Robin, we have the Knight of Cups with the Ten of Cups. And to the right, Ten of Swords. This is coming very soon. Final Foundation, Ace of Wands. And the Wheel. All right, so we have quite the story for Robin here. Now, from the beginning, we have decided from the world, from the spin of the wheel, from the hope in the stars, from the judgment in 20, the moon, the devil, the hangman, we have now reached the Fool. So we have come full circle. But now, we are at the Fool and the Hierophant. So, we are definitely trying to take things into a new way of maybe a new routine, probably differently than what we used to do, probably more traditional, maybe trying to change it up a little bit. Now for the foundation, since we laid that first or second, we have the Death card, and we have the Queen of Pentacles. So basically, queens stand out very much so. These are either people around us or our own personalities, but sometimes they just have a message. But right now, what the Queen is telling is that even though you might be doubting your ability to live up to your responsibilities, believe in yourself. Don't look for too much approval from others at this time. Rewards will arrive when you work independently in your own way. So that makes sense. Now, in the Death card, we have shut a door and we're opening a new one. Old situations, old way of feeling. There was some confusion in some areas of what to do. The love was there in the heart, but the passion as well, but being led into the wrong direction. Maybe by someone else. Loving the wrong person could possibly very well be it, because right here we have the, in the heart, Six of Pentacles and Eight. Now, this six specifically is an angel caressing and consoling a demon. Now, this is something that a lot of people we find ourselves doing. In this sense here, we give, 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 and don't really receive. We put ourselves behind and away and on the side for whatever the case may be. And most of the time, it doesn't work out in the end because we expect a certain thing and it doesn't happen. But we always jump through those hoops, you know? So this eight here is a lot of possibilities and doors opening up. There's a lot of work done in this garden. Fruition is ahead. Now, knowing what's best for your loved ones and coworkers and having the strength to provide it, having lots to learn. Because if you lack information, have the determination to find it. So basically here is the facts of the six and the eight together. We always, always take care of others before ourselves. And then in the end, we start losing that fire and it starts going out and there's no one else there to give that fire the oxygen that it needs. So the fire doesn't go out. Now in the past, there's a Ten of Cups here. And a Knight of Cups. Oh, I'm sorry. Yep, that is a knight. So we definitely, for a time, thought that things were going well, especially in home and in the physical and the mental and in the emotional realm. But it looks like that was not so. Now, our knights are about taking a break of responsibility, and that will soon arrive. Letting others pamper and do something nice for yourself. So even though we had an idea of what we wanted, things did not turn out that way, but it's time for a rest. Let someone else. Now, in the nearest future, there's going to be quite a bit going on here. We've got a Knave of Wands and the Ten of Swords, so we are definitely going to be taking charge and kicking ass and taking names, basically, and taking no prisoners. We're going to be cutting off some people, cutting the fat here. This is a time where trouble in personal relationships has been weighing on the mind. The ability to solve problems can be determined only when they apply what they know and feel. So this is not just listening to our heart, this is listening to our mind and our intuition as well. This Knave of Wands is usually a Peter Pan-like person, someone who's fun and interesting and just kind of, you know, anything goes. But tact and diplomacy will bring the best results. People will be in a generous mood and not to hesitate to ask for assistance to get matters off the chest. So this person will need to talk soon because of all the cup is overfilling for them. Now in the nearest future, and this is where it's going to be, there will be a decision that has to be made. Something will have to be cut out. Someone will have to be cut off. In the future, though, which is this is a good combination here. I myself can appreciate some Ace of Wands being paired with a Wheel of Fortune, because now will be the time, and this is going to be within this next week. This next week, this is going to happen. Now in 10, I would say, 10 hours to 10 days will be the shifting change of the mind and what we are going to be deciding to do. But sending out resumes, starting a new enterprise, beginning a new journey, the strength that they have will uplift others along with themselves who lack the resources to solve their own problems alone. Now that's where this wheel comes in. The wheel can go either way. I mean, spinning the wheel, it's like a Wheel of Fortune, if you will. But this is just not about taking a chance. This is talking about you made your bed, now you must lie in it. Own up to your actions and responsibilities, or suffer the consequences. Be true to yourself. So I guess that will come with the closing of doors, the cutting off of things that do not work for them anymore. The Fool and the Hierophant, I am going to just start over, start anew, and do things in a different way, maybe more correctly, maybe more in an authoritative manner, taking control. But there's going to be a lot at play this next week. Now, this week is a bad week to do anything, starting a relationship, starting a business. And if you've already done this a week before or two, this is the week that you're going to start having trials and tribulations. I cannot stress that enough.
Okay.
But this person has a lot on their chest, so one might give them the opportunity to talk. It might actually help.
Okay. Yeah, I know she's going through a little bit, just coming out of a lot of situational stuff and just getting over Corona. That's just a surface thing, but it's just a lot of, I guess she's just like in a whirlwind. I guess she's had to straighten out herself.
Yes, I can see this. The pictures are very telling on these cards. They tell a great story. But no worries, she's going to come out on top. But a lot of decisions are to be made. And once she cuts the head off the beast, be doing a lot better, because that's what this woman is doing on my 10 here. She's an angel, and she has cut the head off several demons, actually, and she's holding the head in her hand, one hand in the sword and the other, as a trophy, as a see. So no worries. Things will go as they're supposed to, but she's going to have to get through this part. Next week will be much better, but this wheel is about to happen. So I would say just be there mentally and emotionally if needed, because she's going to want to talk.
You said she's going to want to talk. Oh, okay.
Yep. She's got lots on her heart, lots on her chest. There's a lot of decisions that need to be made. There's some feelings of hopelessness and anxiousness and sadness there. But there is light at the end of this tunnel, and this too shall pass. So as it is a whirlwind, she will land on her feet.
Okay.
But herself with those who care about her would be the best option.
That's good to hear.
Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, I think that was pretty. That was pretty thorough. It's a nice reading.
Well, I'm always here as much as possible if I'm not at work. but yes, sure. I'm always here. And you know, if she ever wants to come on the show and you know talk or whatever, I'm always down for that. I know how it is. It gets pretty difficult, especially with everything. I mean, 2020, literally, if you divide 2020 by 5, it comes out to 404. So literally, this whole year is an error in algorithm. So things will get better.
Okay. Yeah, I guess we all need to hear that. So.
I know. That is the tea for you, sir. And I've got 2 more people on the line. Thanks for calling. Karen, that's the tea.
Hi, my name is Donna from Pennsylvania, and thank you so much for taking my phone call. I have a 14-year-old granddaughter. Her name is Nyla. She stays with me sometimes. Her mom's a single mom. They have their own apartment. And, you know, she works and stuff. And my granddaughter has been really depressed. She's 14. And I'm kind of worried. I don't know, like, what's happening. My daughter's trying to get her help or something, but she sleeps all the time. And, you know, she has her hair in front of her eyes, and I'm just worried. Do you see anything in that?
My hair just stood up when you were saying this to me. I not only have I been this person, even as an adult going into my adolescence, I feel her pain. I feel her. We are going to use a different deck than the one that I just used previously. I will be using my DC deck, which has a lot of power in them. So I'm going to find you and her on the grid, okay?
Okay.
Oh, wow. My hair just stood up. Yep, I'm with you. I found you. Yes, this is very specific. Okay, we've got this. Let's check this out. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put, cards just jumped out. They're in the bottom of the deck, though, so they went in there. Okay, we're getting a message here. Yes, our cards are talking. I feel like I chose the right deck. All right, so we are going to put her in the middle right now. All right. So her main card right now, her first card that came out, is about strength. It is strength right now. But she's having to come up and muster the mental strength, okay? This is not about physical. This is about having mental strength. She is definitely battling something. Let's see what... Seven of Cups, okay? That's her foundation. Let's see who's above her. King of Swords. I'm not liking where this is going. Okay, what is crossing her? Four of Pentacles. Okay, definitely getting a message here. To the left of her. I don't want to say that word, but I really feel like something has happened. Not good. Ace of Swords. Okay, fun. So she used to be happy. Judgment. Oh, no. Okay. She wouldn't be pregnant, would she?
Excuse me?
She wouldn't be pregnant, would she?
No, not that I... No.
Okay. There's a male involved. There's definitely a man involved. A boy, there's a male presence involved. There is loss. There is news of pregnancy? That judgment. We have the judgment next to the Empress. We have, there's a lot of cards crossing her right now. So we have the Four of Pentacles crossing her, the Page of Swords with the Strength card, and we have the Ace of Swords here. Has she been eating?
She eats a lot of junk. I mean, she's 14, but she... From what I see, she eats a lot of,
junk.
Yeah, junk food.
Well, I don't want to say this part. I'm getting news of a pregnancy here. I'm getting, she used to be happy. There's a male presence involved, but she's very, very, there's Eight of Swords and Page of Pentacles here. We have the Ace of Swords next to the Four of Pentacles, which is crossing her, so she doesn't know what to do or what to say. There's feeling of shame here. There's the Sun next to the Seven of Cups, so this was something that had to do with emotion and feeling of maybe being in love. It seemed like it was okay, but things have happened. Something has happened. Something with this male presence. I have a King of Swords with a King of Cups. This is definitely not her. This is a male presence. And my Empress is next to Judgment. I keep getting pregnancy. I don't know why. The King of Wands here is next to a Six of Cups. A decision must be made. Three of Pentacles, King of Pentacles. There's stuff coming around the corner. Whoa. Okay. This is probably the most difficult reading I've ever done, only because I'm getting these, I'm seeing this, and I'm feeling like something happened. I keep getting news of pregnancy on one side, and a decision needs to be made. She's going through a lot mentally. Like, this is tearing her up, whatever it is. This isn't great. I hate to be that person to bring that into this world, but something.
Oh,
that's
okay. Just please say, but you know, it's only me listening.
Tell you this: somebody has definitely had her wrapped around their finger. I'm pretty sure there's a male here. I don't know how old he is. It seems like he's got to be older. He's got to be an older boy. It's not a young. He's not a knave. It's not a knight. King. King, king, king. Maybe he's someone who thinks he's a king. See, my King of Swords here, he's an evil man. He has someone under his foot. It looks like a girl. And something has happened. Definitely that has changed her. She's different now. But my Empress is next to a Judgment, and it's usually ringing pregnancy here, and I just feel pregnancy. Or loss
well,
of pregnancy in secret. Okay.
Well, her dad had PTSD from being, she's biracial, my granddaughter. She's a beautiful girl. But she's hanging her head down. She won't let nobody move her hair back. She's just depressed. And her dad goes into these things where, she seems closer to her dad than she does to her mom, but I think she loves them both. They're separated, but like her dad comes and goes. Like he'll be in her life and they'll be real happy. They'll go and play basketball together, and then he won't talk to her for a little bit. And you know, my daughter works a lot. She's a single parent, and my granddaughter comes here a lot at my house. And that's,
do you know if she has had a male friend?
See, that I don't know. Now, I hear her in the middle of the night. I hear her giggling on the phone, but there's definitely nobody in my house. But
yes,
my
she has a boy in her life. This is, if for her, she's in desperate need of male attention because her dad is the way that he is. My daughter's father is the same way. He's in and out of her life. She's also biracial. So she experiences these. Oh, she's five and she's already doing it. She does stuff for attention. I'm not saying your granddaughter's doing that, but it is this mentality that could allow a male into her life because her father does not give her the full, you know, the full Monty of being a dad, giving her that attention that she needs. She's definitely talking to someone. There's definitely a male. She's either A, having sex, or planning to, or has had, and there is a pregnancy in the mix here. I'm getting pregnancy, a news of pregnancy. She's not making good decisions. She's listening to this male who is feeding her mind, okay? She's being led here. I'm going to tell you that, hands down, there is a huge male presence here, and it is not dad. Dad is here, but this is not dad, okay? This is a male presence that is putting things in her head. She's giggling it late at night, but I'm depressed during the day. This is extreme highs and extreme lows. I would get a pregnancy test just to make sure, because that is definitely a symptom. You know this as a woman having children. I have had this same depression where I had the hair hanging in front of my face. I'm in my 20s doing this. I know where she's at. But mine was because, you know, I lost my family. I lost my dad. I lost my home into a fire. Everything was all crazy. And I know where she's at in her head right now. But these cards are telling me that there is a male presence that is crossing her right now. Like this person is filling her mind and she's filling in for dad's spot. Okay, now I don't want to be 100% on this pregnancy, but oh my God, it's just it's throwing itself out here. So either A, she's about to get pregnant, or B, she has been, or C, she is now and isn't telling anyone. But in the nearest future, there's a Two of Cups here. So I'm seeing that someone is going to try and leave with a male presence. Because you've got the King of Wands sitting with the Six of Cups. We've got the Page of Wands with the Ten of Pentacles here on the right. And on top of that, we've got the Three of Pentacles and the King of Pentacles. Someone's trying to get her to leave home and to just kind of, like, be wrapped around their finger, if you get what I mean. They're grooming her, whoever this is. It can't be someone her age. It has to be someone older.
Now, my son, her uncle, she talks to him more than anybody, but she wouldn't come out, you know, with something like that. And my son's 29. He talks to her sometimes, like he'll take her out, and with his daughter, he has a 7-year-old that he's basically raising on his own. I spoke with you before. And,
oh, yes.
Yeah, so that wouldn't be the male figure, because I think she trusts him more than anybody.
No, it's not family.
Oh, okay.
Nope, it's not a family member. There is a family member in here. There's two of them. But what I'm getting on the manipulating part, and the end is this Two of Cups here. It's somebody who's trying to get in her mind or is already. either it's not going to go well. She's Six of Cups is about basically the nostalgia, the feeling of like this, you know, giggling like a schoolgirl. This is not, I'm talking to my uncle late at night unless I'm doing things that I'm not supposed to be doing with my uncle. No, this is not that. No, this isn't a family member. This is someone else. I would just...
Right, she's giggling, and I'm in my room, and I have to get out, and I'm saying, Nyla, stop giggling, even though I'm glad to hear her laughing, but, you know, because she's depressed during the day, and I'll say, Nyla, stop it, get off the phone, and go to bed, because I'll be up, I said, get to bed, get off the phone if you're on the phone, and then she'll go, Mom, you're giving me a headache, and
so,
it's just like...
While you were saying that, I threw out something on her Two of Cups. You have Five of Wands. In the very nearest future, there's going to be an argument. You're going to see exactly what she's been thinking about and feeling very soon. She's going to start acting out. This is going to be a huge thing. She might even walk out the door. I get a lot of things here. I'm getting a lot of mental images here. I'm seeing this person. I don't know what they look like, but she's going to try and leave. She's going to try and walk off. I would be vigil. I would definitely listen in, if you can, on the next phone call with this person. You need to hear their voice. You need to know who they are. She's not telling you for a reason. There's a reason why she's like this during the day. And I would pop a pregnancy test on her just to be sure. It's driving me crazy. I don't want her to go off with him. I feel like he's going to talk her into leaving. There's going to be a huge, huge argument. We're talking the next 5 days to a week, you're going to start seeing a whole different girl. There's going to be an argument. Two of Cups is right there. So he's going to try and get her to leave? Because we're not leaving to calmer waters. We're making bad decisions. We're taking a chance here. Three of Pentacles, King of Pentacles. This is no. I don't agree. I don't approve of this message. Okay, you need to be vigil. You need to hear this person's voice. You need to know who she's talking to. We need to start pulling the reins on this wild horse before she goes off and becomes a mare.
Oh, okay. Now, my daughter works and stuff, and she's here. And then sometimes she'll go home, but she'll stay here as long as, you know, I let her. And then sometimes I'll say, Nicole, that's my daughter. I'll say, come on, she's been here, you know, over a week. She's up at night and she's miserable during the day, and she's very cocky to me, and I don't like it. And I said I think it's time for her to go home.
Yeah,
but keep her here with me.
She's had sex either while not at your home, but she has had sex. She's had sex. She has done the deed, and she's either she might be pregnant right now. Oh my God, pregnancy keeps coming up in my cards, like several of them actually. I would definitely get that checked out. I would go take her to a doctor and see how she's, you know, up there. And I would definitely be vigil. And we have 10 minutes left, guys. Those of you who are in line waiting, I apologize. This reading has just really taken both of us quite for a ride. If you want to hit me back on my next show, I will definitely be there for you. This is really serious, though. I'm going to throw down a final judgment card here, and I'm going to think about being where you will be in this, okay? And I'm going to do another card. I'm going to put one for you and one for Mom, because this is, no, I don't like this. This is bad. Okay, the Hermit. Oh, fuck. Okay. Oh, God. It just fucking got worse. All right. It's going to be a blowout. very soon between the three of you. You're going to get very tired of this. She's definitely fornicating. We have the devil, we have the hermit, we have three of swords, and we have the lover's cards. Oh, my God. And this person that might be involved, or is, this isn't might, this is, she's going to end up not getting what she wishes for, and things are about to come to the light that have been done in the dark. It's going to be a complete blowout. You're going to lose your temper, which you totally are in the right to do. Mom isn't paying enough attention. Daughter is
right.
Not in good spirits. Also, she's doing things behind your backs. There's a male presence here that is conjugating in many ways here. And he's got her. He's got her. But I have the lover's card. I have the three of swords here. So, and this is on mom's side. So because of mom and dad's inability to get along, she has filled the spot of dad with this male presence. There's a three of swords here. We are going to have a very broken heart and a broken family. The mom is going to be very upset when she finds the news. You're not going to be very happy, and there's a devil here. The devil card is a bondage card. This is somebody has taken her innocence in a very bad way.
Does my daughter know her, the guy?
No, she does not know, and she's going to be very upset when she finds out. But this person is going to, I hate to say this fucking word. Okay, this person is more likely very older than her. This person is not a good person. This person may very well be trying to traffic her. I hate saying this, but this is what it is. She does not realize the person who she's talking to. She does not realize what she has gotten herself into. And this news of pregnancy is from the past. It is not, but it's going to stem through the future. This runs right through. So she very well could be pregnant right now and or secretly has had a miscarriage, and that could explain the daytime depression, the eating and stuff like that. This is very serious. I'm very worried. I'm very worried. I could cry right now.
So obviously she saw this man, because this girl is so innocent. I didn't even know she knew a male figure. I thought maybe she's talking to somebody, you know, on social media, or she doesn't
definitely
even have a Facebook.
Definitely met them on social media. This person has preyed upon her from online for sure. I'm very worried. I'm worried about your household. I'm worried about her. I'm worried about mom as well when she finds this out. And then you guys are going to have a huge fight. This is going to make or break you guys. It's definitely going to exasperate you yourself. I feel very sad.
Wow, because you would think me and my daughter would pull together and to help.
I feel like you guys are going to, but you're going to have to pull her away from this fairy tale that she has in her head. And you're going to have to try so hard, because she's going to try and leave with this person. He is going to try and get her to leave, and I'm afraid that this person is not good, and he is going to try and entangle her with legal dealings and authority and drugs, and there will be sex trafficking involved.
Oof, oh, okay, because I know it's not my house, because she doesn't go out in my house, and
it could be her
mom's apartment, because her mom's not home.
Yes, it's somewhere else, and it's online. It's through her phone, through social media. And she's met this person. She's been with this person. I'm so scared. I'm scared for all of you right now. Because if she leaves with him, we're never going to see her again. We'll lose her. So we've got to be vigilant on this subject. You've got to take the reins. You've got to pull back. This is going to be so hard. And she's so young, and she's already too old for her age. She should not have social media. My daughter at this age, at that age, will not have a cell phone that can have social media. She can have a flip phone.
Right, she doesn't have social media. She doesn't have a Facebook or none of that.
She's got one. I'm telling you, she's got something that has let this person get to her.
Oh, okay. So, thank you for that.
Does she have a smartphone?
I don't think so. I think she has an Android. I'm not sure.
Well, an Android is a smartphone. Android is a platform that they basically have used, like a $2 whore. Basically, it's one of the open source worst operating systems, honestly. But no, if she's got a smartphone, I can bet your bottom dollar right now, if you go take her phone, she's going to freak out. I bet you there's pictures on there. I bet you that there are texts on there. I bet you that this person is over 18. And I bet you she's got social media. Y'all need to take that phone away. And none of this matters anymore. You need to take that shit away from her. I'm so scared. I'm so scared for her. I'm scared for all of you right now. These cards are very, very, very specific. They're showing me a very big story. And the fact that nobody has seen this is on purpose. This is for a reason. I need you to, when you get off here, I need you to quickly start getting a hold of this before we lose her completely.
I will do that. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Like, this is why I do this, you know? This is so powerful right now. I'm so scared for you. I'm so worried. We have two
minutes
left.
Okay, well, don't be. I will get on it right away.
I'm feeling this. I'm seeing this. It is like she's my own as well. I'm so worried for you. Please, please, please go take her phone away. Please, please stop her. Please, please, please. And I just hope for the love of God, if she was pregnant, she's lost it. I don't know if you can get an abortion in your state. Oh, my God.
No.
I'm shaking.
Okay, thank you so much, and I will be in when are you on again?
I'm on it usually in the mornings, unless I have to work. I usually throw out an advertisement, but if you see me on, don't hesitate to contact me. I'm going to throw up my email. I'm going to put my email in the description, so that way you can write me. I'm worried. I want to know that you guys are okay.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm sorry, my other caller who's patiently waiting on me, if you can reach me in the morning tomorrow. On Saturday, I will be on at 9 a.m. 520, thank you for listening in and waiting patiently. I'm so sorry. And you, I'm going to put my email on there. Just look at the episode in the description. It'll be right there. You write me as soon as you can, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. And that's the tea, you guys. And I'm sorry for getting emotional, but holy shit. I'll be back on in the morning. And that's the tea. Thank you for listening. And you be careful, okay?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm,
okay, thank you.
Okay,
thank you.